Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This clip was taken from episode 72 with Major Thomas Schumann. He was a platoon commander with Kilo 3-5 during their 2010 Sangin deployment, and he describes his first combat patrol. If you're enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Also, you can go over to patreon.com, look up Former Action Guys to support the show. Big shout out to my subscribers there because I was able to get a new microphone set up.
Before even the rest of my platoon was on deck, or the entire company was on deck, I was tasked to secure three battalion NAIs named Area of Interest. And one was a HIMARS shot that they had never done a BDA on, way, way farther north than anybody had ever been. One was where they thought like an HVT might be. And I can't remember what the other NAI was. Oh, it was like a possible weapons cache. And so I'm planning this op. I 96 Marines on this patrol. And I didn't have your traditional left seat, right seat. My first time outside the wire, I was running a 96 man patrol for a 3-day operation. And,
really?
We had a couple of the 3-7 guys out there. There was one 3-7 platoon commander was out there. I think, one of the 3-7 EOD guys was out there. And then like, one of the 3-7 snipers, a couple of the 3-7 snipers were out there with our, and so I had the entire sniper team. So our sniper team from Kilo 3-5 is called Banshee, and mm-hmm. some of the best Marines I've ever served with, Sergeant Manabate, Navy Cross recipient, Browning, Laird, Ruiz. I mean, just an incredible group. Sully, great group. So I had the whole squad of snipers out there with me. I had all the EOD, I had all our engineers. I mean, and we weren't even halfway out of the ECP, out of patrol base fires, out of the entry control point, and we were in a complex ambush. So I think that's what that really was like. My welcome
set the tone.
You can't even. I'm not even out of the base yet, and we've got an IED in front of us and multiple PCAMs firing at us from different directions, and I don't even have half of my unit.
They're still making their way out of the ECP.
Yeah.
What was that like being so, I mean, you're in it, man. You know, yes. You're getting shot at, it's happening.
Yep.
What's going through the head of the of an officer, you know, that's in the middle of this, that's expected to direct and lead, you know, the actions to fight back against the guys that are attacking you?
Yeah. Well, as I was trying to move up to the front of my patrol, because they said there's, you know, there's an IED up there, and I was just kind of go up and assess the situation, but we're still under fire. And at the time, the corn was really high, and so the corn was like 10 feet high. It was all overhead, and it was dense, and you get completely kind of lost in these cornfields. And so I remember I was trying to bound from one cornfield to the next cornfield, and there was a small clearing between the two. And I was with my machine gun section leader, Corporal Nykirk, and the lieutenant from 3-7 was with me, and we went to bound. And as we went to bound across this cornfield, a PKM fired down, essentially it's PDF out of this murder hole.
Mm-hmm.
And we dove behind this pile of poppy. And while the pile of poppy was like, it was like stacked like 6 feet high, and it was out there kind of drying, while it provided some concealment, it did not provide any cover, right? And so the guy is just firing through this thing of poppy, and I turned to my Corporal Nykirk, who had a 203 attached to his M4, and I said, hey, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to start suppressing this murder hole, and you're going to start popping some 203s into this building. Are you ready? Because I'm standing up. Stand up, start firing, shoots a couple 203 rounds. Guy stops firing. We bound across into the next cornfield. And the Kilo 3-7 guy turns to me and is like, Schumann, like, now that you got your car, make a decision and get us out of this fire, this situation. And I was like, dude, do you think I was interested? Like, that was what I was thinking about in that moment. Like, I don't even have my platoon out of the patrol base, and I'm getting shot at the PKM. I'm pretty sure the car was gonna happen. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't doing that. I was doing that because we were going to get dead because we were pinned under some PKM fire. And so then, like, what am I thinking from there? It's like, yeah, I immediately am setting up bases of fire and maneuver elements. And I remember, like, kind of what made it all really, really real is finally we get outside the base and we get kind of like almost like an assault position. And I've got the whole 96 people kind of circled up in this one cornfield and doing some final kind of coordination and planning with my platoon sergeant, one of my squad leaders, before we kind of tried to, we were going to secure this one compound and set up that as a patrol base for the 3 days. And I remember my squad leader brings one of my Lance Corporals, this guy, Lance Corporal Teague, back to me. And he says, sir, Teague just saw a guy with an AK and he shot him. I'm like, okay. He's like, the guy's dead. I'm like, good. Okay. And then I'm thinking like, okay, well, we're killing people. Like,
we're in the war.
Killing is authorized. And so like, that was like my first time. I was like, hey, this guy just killed somebody. And I'm like, all right, that's good.
Be like, good. Yeah. You know, we're in the middle of a fight here. So let's keep it up.
And so I think that was, to me, was kind of pretty interesting. I'll never forget the first time, like, yeah, someone said, hey, someone, this guy killed. And I just said, yes, that's what we want. And
do you think you're like kind of, I don't know. So this is your first experience with combat, you know, this is, yeah. And actually being shot at is way different than going on a range and like pretending to do a maneuver range and pretend to be shot at. It's completely different.
Yep.
Do you think the reality of that kind of set in, like the, oh shit, like this is real, you know, like there's people dying now, you know, maybe not on your end, hopefully, I don't know, obviously the story's not over, but you know, there's people dying now, there's people shooting at us and we're returning fire, you know, how did it change your thought process at all, or how you were looking at the, I guess the problems of combat?
You know, Clausewitz talks about like the best validation or the best kind of experience of training is actually doing it under fire, and how that nothing can kind of quite compare to the lesson. You know, you can spend one day in combat, and that the lessons that you learn in that one day are greater than all the training lessons that you could, you know, ever learn, essentially. And
if you enjoyed this clip, make sure to subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Leave a review and tell a friend.